which is a quarter past the hour, quarter past seven on Radio Islam International, the daily roundup with myself, Murad Junaid Kirsani, with you for the next few minutes as we discuss direct selling. Now, direct selling, a business model that offers entrepreneurial opportunities to individuals as independent contractors, may sound like a newer concept, but direct selling has been around for a long, long time. I mean, think of it that a person who manufactured their own, cheese and cheese products, dairy products, went house to house selling and marketing that product. Some of the more famous brands in the world that today happen to be found in superstores and mega stores, well, actually started off as direct selling products where the manufacturer or the manufacturers, probably, based in their homes or in their garages, would have to convince people, person to person, that, indeed buy my product and, support me. And then in time, it grew a bit longer or a bit bigger. And however, there have been those products that continue to remain noted as direct selling products, choosing not to adopt a middleman or a second or a third party approach. Joining me this evening, Imtiaz Ibrahim, spokesperson, Direct Sellers Association, or the DSA. Assalamu alaikum, Imtiaz.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah, and shukran, jazakumullah khairan for joining us on Radio Islam. Imtiaz, tell us a bit about the Direct Sellers Association and the annual conference that took place recently.
Jazakallah. I'm very happy to speak to your listeners and very honored to speak to your listeners. Jazakallah for the opportunity. The virtual convention, as we call it, is the first virtual convention that the Direct Selling Association of South Africa hosted, and that was last Thursday, 19th of November. Alhamdulillah, we believe it was a great success. Had a very good lineup of good speakers, including Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry, the Honorable Ms. Norma Lungelo Gina, who herself was very impressed by what she saw and heard of the success of the direct sellers, that are being supported by the member companies of the Direct Selling Association of South Africa.
If there's direct sellers, right, who are entrepreneurs, of course, in their own right, have earned a combined 2.4 billion rand in the last calendar year. I mean, this would the a downturn in the economy with COVID-19 and a general reluctance for many purchases to make purchases in this current climate. But yet 2.4 billion rand the last calendar year, this is something indeed, mentioned or noteworthy. Talk to us about this.
Gee, Jazakallah. The interesting thing about direct selling is that member companies of the Direct Selling Association firstly offer business opportunities with a very low or in very many cases no barrier to entry. So very small investment, very small capital required. And because of that, people are encouraged to join. Very often people who don't have an opportunity to make it in the so-called formal sector, they come into the member companies of the Direct Selling Association of South Africa. And more importantly than, the low barrier to entry, our member companies invest, a great deal in these individuals, developing them, personal development, financial management, and really, developing them into business people and developing them in a manner that can assist and support their success in this endeavor. So I think it's that combination when we look at it, it's income opportunity and upskilling, which is a rare combination, certainly in our country.
In the COVID situation currently, and we've seen retrenchments and we've seen job losses across the world, not just here in South Africa. And to say the very least, South Africa has had a major unemployment issue for a long, long time, even before COVID-19, forcing many people to attempt, entrepreneurship, seeing it as an opportunity and quite often seeing it as an opportunity to escape what they would call the rat race, working under the umbrella of a boss or a corporation earning a fixed salary. Many people making the decision, either, quicked into that decision or forced into that decision because of circumstances or a lifestyle choice that let me try and my hand at entrepreneurship. Has this current situation seen more people resort to direct selling?
Gee, without a doubt. We've seen a huge interest, direct selling opportunities. And one can understand why. as you mentioned, people had lost their employment, lost their, income if they were in their own businesses. And, we're looking throughout the COVID lockdown period for alternatives, to be able to earn income. With the direct selling model, the member companies take most of the effort and take care of, their direct sellers through handling the different functionalities that one would normally have to take care of in a typical business, be it procurement, be it marketing, be it your recording, computer systems. So the member companies are doing a lot of work behind the scenes to make it quite comfortable for people to join. And because of that, it doesn't take a lot of time, it doesn't take a lot of effort, and as I mentioned earlier, it doesn't take a lot of money to be able to invest in a business opportunity like direct selling.
How would one get into it? I mean, direct selling, look here, you've got a product that you feel that's worthy of marketing. One thing is that you actually attempt to go door to door or to look for a small stall somewhere, setting up a web presence, an online presence. But how does one go about taking assistance from organizations or an organization that you are involved with, for example, in a direct selling approach?
So if one has a product or service that one feels can be profitable through the direct selling channel, the one thing we recommend is to look at, let's call it forecasted financials, understand potential markup to be able to make payments to direct sellers in terms of commission bonuses, and then develop what all our member companies have is a compensation plan directly related to the sales of the product. So that every product that is sold then would give rise to commissions, typically to the person selling the product, the profit, and then the person recruiting that person who has sold the product, some kind of incentive. And that is in return for the kind of training that person who has recruited the new recruit, gives a new recruit. So it's a process, and obviously there's a lot of work that happens behind the scenes in a direct selling company. Like anything that's good, it takes effort, it takes time, it takes guidance. We as a direct selling association, guide as far as we can. We're available at admin@dsasa.co.za. If anybody believes they've got an idea or product, they're welcome to contact us. We'll give them the salient features of a direct selling business to assist them at least thinking down the channel of direct selling.
Talking about making a transition, many people who've been working or in some sort of an occupation or employment for many years always see the reluctance to enter into business or a form of entrepreneurship. And rightfully so. It is a different type of lifestyle choice altogether. You're going to have to take more responsibility. You're no longer under this umbrella of an organization, of a corporation. You got to worry about your own healthcare and various other needs and expenses, and learn to do things, very differently to what it was to a 9-to-5 or an 8-to-4 job. What tips would you give those who are wanting to make a transition into business, whether it is a side hustle or whether it's something full time?
I think with direct selling, the first tip, recommendation that I would give is not to believe that it's easy, because it's not easy. It requires hard work, and very often, direct sellers would promote their success but would not, tell people how long it may be taking, or maybe telling people, and, you know, people not wanting to really look at that side of it, but really looking at the aspect that it may not be all that difficult. So it's not easy, like any business, like any a successful venture. One needs to put in the time, the effort. With the one comfort zone being the direct selling company, where typically if one had to open a retail store, one doesn't have that umbrella of protection like one would have under a direct selling company, where there's guidance, there are people who've done it before, there's a lot of literature, a lot of marketing material about the product or service, training as to how one goes about selling these products, training as to how one goes about approaching people. So there's a lot of training that's available. And additionally, one doesn't have to simply leave a permanent employment and become a direct seller. You know, one could transition, hold on to permanent employment, start as a direct seller on a temporary basis. And as one gets to a level where, it makes sense to leave one's permanent role, then one could go into direct selling on a more permanent basis. So I think there are lots of advantages of looking at direct selling, but namely protection of the direct selling member companies, the training they give, and also the opportunity to start off as a part-time direct seller and then transition into a full-time direct seller role.
Imtiaz Ibrahim, Jazakumullah Khairan for joining us on Radio Islam International, talking to us about direct selling, or the Direct Sellers Association, the DSA, and have a pleasant evening, and Jazakumullah Khairan for your time once again.
Jazakumullah Khair, much appreciated for the opportunity.
Imtiaz Ibrahim, spokesperson with the DSA, Direct Sellers Association. You can visit their website of the Direct Sellers Association and getting in contact with them for assistance regarding if you have that good idea. And remember, it doesn't necessarily have to be a product. It may be a service that you feel that my service is value for money for the individual. It's something worthwhile, and it's something that people can benefit from, and I myself can make a good income or a good buck out of, in the interest of progressing my business and entrepreneurial interests. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us barakah in our risk, our sustenance, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring only halal, tayyib, and choice to our homes, so that it may reflect in our ibadah, it may reflect in the upbringing of our children, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy upon all those who continue to search for gainful employment, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them barakah as well.